The reading is taken from Luke chapter 1 and beginning at verse 67. His father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through his holy prophets of long ago, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors and to remember his holy covenant, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace." And the child grew and became strong in spirit, and he lived in the wilderness until he appeared publicly to Israel.
Well, thank you to you, Lisa, and to everybody who's contributed for this evening. It's much appreciated. We're going to turn now for the next few minutes to meditate upon that reading that Lisa just brought to us from Luke. Let's pray, though, before we do. Our Father, we pray that as we meditate upon your word, that you would open our lips and put your praise in our hearts, just as you did for the old priest Zechariah. Amen. Is that me? Well, Christmas is all about hope, isn't it? But hope is hard when darkness and death is all around. And that's how many people feel this Christmas. Maybe that's how you feel this Christmas time. As a young curate, newly ordained, one of my roles was to take funerals, and I took about one every fortnight. And I remember feeling overwhelmed by it all, and overwhelmed by death in particular, and I noticed death all around me, everywhere. It was in the news, it was on the TV programs that I watched, it was the wilting flowers in the vase, it was the leaves that fell from the tree, and the roadkill that I frequently walked past in rural Sussex. It was horrible. I don't just mean the roadkill, I mean the experience of having death all around me. And this experience lasted a year or more. Darkness and death surrounded me. And many right now, as I say, are living in a time where they feel they are in darkness and in the shadow of death. And that is the phrase that Isaiah used to describe the people of Israel before the coming of Christ, living in darkness and in the shadow of death. The night before the birth of Christ had been a long and very dark one. There were promises and there were prophecies. Isaiah, for one, had predicted that there would be a day when there would be a great light. There would be a day when the light would dawn. But because of their sin, Israel were living under Roman subjugation. And no word from God had been heard, not for decades, but for centuries. Hope of salvation was very dim. But as we come to Luke's gospel and open it, hope shines out of its pages. The dawning of the great light, our Lord Jesus Christ. And old Zechariah, the priest, sings about it in our passage. Now, 9 months before, the angel Gabriel brought him news that his barren wife, Elizabeth, would bear him a son. And he didn't believe a word of it. So God shut his mouth, retired him from service, and no doubt during that time Zechariah devoured his Old Testament, trying to understand everything that was going on. And now at last, 9 months later, he understands and believes. And God opens his mouth in praise. And Zechariah, you see, realizes that his son John will prepare the way for the Lord's coming. He will be the new Elijah. He will be the one who will witness to the light. And his message, giving people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins. So verse 78, we're going to be focusing on verse 78 and 79. Because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the path of peace. Having been taught, Zechariah teaches us about the coming of Christ. First of all, he teaches that Christ came into the world because of the tender mercy of our God. Our sin merits wrath without mercy. But in Christ, God meets our sin with mercy. So to what cause can we trace God's mercy? For what reason did God give his Son for us? Because of our merit? Because of our goodness? No. God's mercy is traced to the tenderness of his heart. Just as he said to Israel in Hosea, "How can I give you up, Ephraim? How can I hand you over, Israel? How can I treat you like Admah? How can I make you like Zeboim? My heart is changed within me. All my compassion is aroused." God looks at us in our fallenness, living in darkness and death, and is moved with compassion to show mercy towards us. We sometimes conceive of God as being up there and rather miserly with it. We've met people who forgive, but they forgive kind of in a begrudging way. And sometimes we slip into thinking that maybe God is like that. He forgives us, but rather begrudgingly. He forgives us perhaps because Jesus forces his hand? Not at all. Our God does not delight in the death of the wicked. He delights in mercy. And this mercy is tender mercy. Mercy not prized from his hand, because it flows freely from his heart. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. That famous verse doesn't say, "He gave his one and only Son, so he loved the world." No, it says, "He loved the world, so he gave his one and only Son." Wrath is God's strange work, because his heart is tender towards us sinners. When our God sees us living in darkness and death, his heart is moved with compassion. Christ came into the world because of the tender mercy of our God. That's the first thing that Zechariah learned and teaches us. The second thing from these two verses is the reason why Christ came. Christ came into the world to shine on us and to dispel our darkness. Christ coming into the world is compared in verse 78 to a rising sun. The bay window in my bedroom has three blinds, and in the morning the light creeps in, but in the dead of night you can't see anything. If you want the loo, then you're kind of forced to play that game where you have to try and remember where all of the furniture is so that you don't crash into it, and hope to heaven that your son hasn't left some Lego on the floor for you to tread on. It is a dangerous business. On sleepless nights, I'm always grateful when the sun starts to rise. First of all, I see that sort of faintish grey colour. Not quite light, but a little bit of light. And then round the edge of the blinds, it seems to turn to a cobalt blue, and then a magenta, and then an orange, and light eventually diffuses across the entire room. I love those first glimmers of light. It says to me, morning is coming. And Christ's coming is compared to the rising sun. Now, the rising sun is actually a common biblical picture for the Messiah. Balaam spoke of him as the star that would march forth from Jacob. Isaiah as a great light. Malachi as the son of righteousness who would rise with healing in his wings. In the New Testament, John declares that Jesus is the light which gives light to all men. Peter calls him the morning star, and in Revelation, he is the bright morning star. And all of these figurative expressions teach us what the Lord said about himself. I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And what the sun is to the physical world, so Christ is to us spiritually. Without light, the plants die. And without Christ, souls perish in the night. Right now, the people in Barrow, Alaska, are sitting in darkness. They won't actually see the sun for another full month. Every year, Barrow, which is located about 320 miles north of the Arctic Circle, is in complete darkness for 65 days. Scientists call it the polar night. The locals call it endless night. It is long, cold, and very dark. And what happens to humans? Pretty bad things. Low to moderate grade depression, the suicide rate dramatically increases, divorce, substance abuse. You see, prolonged exposure to darkness hurts us. We need light in order to live. Spiritual darkness is more deadly still, much more deadly. It decays the heart and eventually destroys the soul. An endless night. God knows we need spiritual light. And so Christ came to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death. And it is no wonder, therefore, that Zechariah praises God. Christ, the rising sun, has dawned upon this dark world. Now, God has slowed us down these past few months, like he slowed down old Zechariah, thwarting our purposes and our plans to bring us to serious reflection of his ways, of our need of mercy, and of his tenderness of heart that brings us the mercy we need. And here is solid hope. Here is wonderful news. Because of his tender mercy, Christ has come to shine on us. He comes to guide us through the darkness. He comes to guide us and deliver us from the fear of death. And he will return to deliver us from death itself. The sun has risen, and his blazing glory will dispel death's shadow forever. So here is some hope this Christmas. May God teach us to believe as he taught Zechariah, and so to open our hearts and our mouths when we can in praise. Let's take a moment to reflect upon what the Lord has been saying, and then I'll lead us in prayer. Our gracious God, we thank you that you did not leave us in darkness, but out of your tender mercy, you gave your Son, who came into this world as the light of the world. Thank you that because he did that, we have hope. Even us who live in this land in the shadow of death have hope. And we pray that you would teach us today, tonight, this year, to rejoice and to pray to you. Thank you for the hope you have put in our hearts. And we pray to you, like old Zechariah did, from the bottom of those hearts. In Jesus' name. Amen.